Well, he was running for 2 miles, and after 2 miles, he just had to stop.
Had to stop.
So you would say the 2 miles is the that he could go.
Was his limit.
Right. Okay. Or maybe the farthest he could go.
Farther, yeah. That's the farthest he could go. That's his limit.
I want to ask you about a couple of possessive forms. Say, if something belongs to me, I say that's.
I don't know what the. This belongs to George?
Or will it, let's just say that.
That's his?
If I ask, well, who does that tape recorder belong to? You'd say
it belongs to me.
Or that's. You could say either it belongs to me or that's.
I don't quite get the connection there.
That's mine?
Well, yes.
Or what if it.
Or that's his?
Or if it's a woman, you say that.
It belongs to, I would usually call her name. Belongs to her.
That's her or something
that's
like
her.
That. What about if several people have been over at your house visiting and they're about to leave? What might you say to them all if you wanted them to come back to see you?
A sudden expression, you all come back.
Uh-huh.
So we'd be glad for you to come back, something like that. In the rural areas, hopefully. So you all come.
Well, what about if you were asking some people together, collectively, whether something belonged to them? Say, if they own something together, you might ask them, well, is this?
Does this belong to this group? Or does it belong to you? Suddenly we'd say, does this belong to you all?
Uh-huh.
I don't use it.
Do you ever hear people around here say something like, is this y'all's car?
Mm-hmm. I've heard it.
What,
but that's not used so much anymore in this area.
Right. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard them say something like, is this y'all's car?
Mm-hmm. I've heard it.
Heard that too? Mm-hmm.
But I never hear it anymore.
Is that right?
I think the modern communication and contact has eliminated that norm expression. More or less in this area. Of course, now you may get back out there where people live in small communities and they have church gatherings and things like that, and you probably would hear that more than you would in the larger communities.
Mm-hmm.
But I very seldom hear it.
Well, let me ask you this expression. Say that I had gone to a party and you couldn't be there for some reason, and I was telling you about it later on, and you wanted to know everybody who was there. You might ask me what.
Well, I'd ask you to please tell me the names of the people who attended the party. Was old Joe there, or was Sally there, or did he bring his girlfriend?
Mm-hmm. Well, what about if I had gone to church one Sunday and you couldn't be there for some reason, and afterwards I was telling you about it, and you wanted to know what the preacher had said, everything that he said, what might you ask?
I said, did you relate to me what the minister spoke in subject, or what he brought out in his subject? This would be a benefit to me.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever heard people use expression of, who all was there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or what all did he say?
Yeah.
Heard both.
But I don't hear that so often anymore.
This expression, you might say, well, if no one else will look after them, they've got to look after them.
Then I will.
Or maybe they've got to look after.
Look after themselves.
Or
they say, look after herself.
Right.
I have so.
Right. Can you tell me about, do you know about different types of bread?
You mean light bread?
Right.
Cornbread?
That sort of thing.
Yes,